Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Hello, and welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, where the spiritual and physical glow up happens. My name is Jasmine, and I am a certified life coach, podcast host, and lifestyle and wellness enthusiast. As your go-to gal for all things glow, I help women to cultivate a high vibe mindset, create abundance, practice self-love, and manifest the reality of their dreams by sharing my wellness and lifestyle tips and secrets to living my best glow life. If you are a modern day spiritual woman, then this is the podcast for you. And if you're ready to embrace all the high vibes and glow like never before, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. So in today's episode, I wanted to talk about the concept of self-celebration, praising yourself, loving yourself, kind of that realm. And a few things inspired this episode. One of them being, I saw a tweet the other day which said, normalize self-celebration, not for validation, but for recognition of your efforts and accomplishments. And another thing that inspired this episode is, like I always do every morning in my morning routine, I pulled a card from my Oracle deck and I asked for guidance or any messages that I needed to know for the day. And the card that I received said, celebrate yourself, you deserve it. And I took these two things as signs that I should talk about the concept of celebrating yourself and praising yourself, because I do have a lot of opinions when it comes to this topic. And it's funny because I have been doing a lot of self-celebration of my own. In fact, today I woke up and I was just kind of looking around my apartment, looking at how things are coming together and really reflecting. And I was filled with this like overwhelming feeling of gratitude and pure joy, and I can't even describe it, but it hit me this morning that I am currently living out my dreams, you know, from my apartment to my relationship, the money in my bank account, the career that I have, how I live my everyday life are all things that I once dreamed about. And I think it took me a moment to realize like what I have accomplished and where I am in my life, because I've been so focused on moving on to the next goal and elevating even more. And I haven't, until now, I haven't taken the time to truly, truly grasp where I am in my life right now and everything I have and all of that. So with all that being said, I wanted to talk about self-celebration and why it's important we acknowledge our progress, why it's important we praise ourselves and, you know, acknowledge our efforts, and why self-celebration is not a bad thing, and how when we celebrate ourselves, we attract more things in our life to celebrate. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and I would love to know your opinions on all of this as well. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into this episode. So the first thing I want to talk about is actually normalizing celebrating ourselves. So when I first started, you know, making things happen in my life and making changes and seeing like physical progress in my reality, I almost felt like I couldn't talk about it because people would think that I was bragging or I was being cocky or I was like showing off. And I have come to realize that this is simply not true. And I feel the reason why I believe this and why many of us believe this and shy away from, you know, celebrating ourselves and all of that is because we have been programmed by society to think that celebrating yourself or talking about the good things you've done is bad. And we have been told things like, make sure to stay humble, don't get too big-headed, or, you know, comments like, oh, she thinks she's all that now because she has money, or she thinks she's all that because he drives a nice car, or because that he has a good career. Like, things like that have molded us to believe that talking good about ourselves or praising our accomplishments is a negative thing. And first off, I want to say, what is wrong? What is wrong with thinking you're all that? I think every single one of us should think we're all that. And I don't mean to go around acting like you're better than anyone. Obviously not, but you should be loving on yourself and gassing yourself up. It's so easy for us to hype up our friends or celebrities or people we look up to, but when it comes to hyping ourselves up, we have a problem with that. It's not as easy for us to like do that. And it's because we have been told subliminally that loving on yourself is bad, being cocky is bad, whatever, whatever. When the truth is, loving on yourself is literally the key to having everything that you desire. When you are so full of self-love and acceptance and you believe in yourself, you encourage yourself, you push yourself to be better, that is when you begin to make things happen for yourself. That is when you push yourself out of your comfort zone and you make your dreams happen. And yeah, just self-love is like the key to having it all. And I find it crazy how we've been literally told the exact opposite. And if you guys want to know what I think on why this is, and this is me totally just speculating and kind of a glimpse of how my brain works, but I feel like the reason why we have been programmed to be this way and all of that is, like, back in the days, and I mean like thousands of years ago, I feel that people realized the power in believing in yourself and knowing how powerful we as humans are, like with our minds and what we're capable of. And I feel that people knew that we could create our own realities, be whatever we want to be, do whatever we want to do, because we are powerful. And I think there were people who were quote unquote in power or who had bad intentions that didn't want the rest of society to know this about themselves, because if every single person knew how powerful they really were and believed in themselves and tapped into that, then no one would be able to control or have power over anyone else. And I feel that, like, people in power or that had bad intentions, they didn't want people to know that others were powerful because they wanted to control them, or they wanted to have all the power and money for themselves. And so that is why we have always lived in a society where we have been told to be practical or think logically or don't be big-headed, and being told what is and isn't possible for us, when quite literally anything is possible for any of us. It all comes down to believing what you think is possible. And that is why believing in yourself and having self-love and praising yourself is so powerful, because when you have all of that, the world literally becomes limitless for you. And I think now more than ever, people are starting to realize all of this, and they're starting to recognize the bullshit that we've been told all of our lives. And all of this is just a way to keep us small and from reaching our fullest potential. And this is why I wanted to have this conversation, because, like I said, self-love and self-celebration is the key to having it all. And I'm so happy to see people like begin to recognize the lies that we have been fed all of our lives and start to recognize and tap into our power. Moving on, I wanted to quickly just discuss the difference between self-love and celebration versus being cocky and arrogant. I do want to say there is a huge difference between self-love and then being boasty and braggy and cocky. In my opinion, being, you know, bragging or being cocky is coming from a space of the ego. When you're trying to show people what you have or what you did, or perhaps, you know, you're trying to make yourself look better than others, when you do that, it's mostly because deep down you want their acceptance or you want them to praise you, because deep down you don't accept yourself. And there's that saying that the loudest person in the room is usually the most insecure. And I wholeheartedly agree with that statement, because what is the reason why you need all eyes on you? What is the reason for needing to seek attention or validation constantly from people? And it's because you're either trying to fill a void, or you don't feel good enough and you need other people or outside circumstances to make you feel good, because you don't feel good on your own. And I find cocky and arrogant people such a turnoff, for the reason being that your false sense of confidence is literally coming from a space of insecurity, and you're trying to project it as if you're this confident person, when in reality, you're actually seeking validation because you don't feel good about yourself. And on the other side of that is self-celebration and self-love. And this self-celebration is not about proving anything to anyone. It's not about needing to be accepted or any of that. Self-love and celebration is simply for you. It's to acknowledge to yourself what you were able to make happen, what you have been able to accomplish, reminding yourself how far you've come. And it's not about needing someone to tell you good job, or you did it, or you're amazing. It's to literally celebrate and acknowledge you for you. You feel powerful and amazing and awesome, regardless if anyone else tells you that you are, because you have that inner self-love that doesn't need validation from anyone. For the people who say celebrating yourself is cocky or obnoxious, that is simply coming from their own limiting beliefs and lack of faith in themselves. So if you're a person who gets triggered when people praise themselves, I think the best thing to do is reflect and ask yourself why. Why does this person showing off that they got a degree, or they bought a house, or, you know, they have nice stuff, why does it bother me? And I think when you take that time to self-reflect and ask yourself these hard questions, you may realize that maybe you have some underlying insecurities, or maybe you have some limiting beliefs. And when you recognize these things, you are then able to deal with them and fix them. And when you fix them, then you can, you know, change your mindset and change your perspective and all of that. And or also, if on the other hand, you know, you praise yourself for something, or you acknowledge something that you did, and someone else tries to bring you down for it, or like belittle your accomplishment, again, remember, it's more of a reflection of them, not of you. And it's more of them being insecure, or whatever their own issues are, they're just trying to project onto you. You know, I've obviously reached a place in my own journey where I have a good amount of self-love. Obviously, some days I lack it, and I'm still, you know, working on building my self-love, but it's in a really great place. And so when I see other people accomplishing the things that I desire, I look at it as, if it's possible for them, it's possible for me. And I look at it as inspiration and as a sign from the universe that it's happening for me. And I think that's a great indicator of knowing kind of where your self-love is when you see other people happy, accomplishing great things in their life, and you feel joy and you feel happiness for them. That is a great sign that you are in a great place in your own journey of self-love. And it's, again, it's all about your perspective and how you choose to look at things. You can look at someone achieving great things and feel bitterness, and again, that's a reflection of where your self-love is. Or you could look at someone and feel like inspired, and again, that's a reflection of where your self-love is. And so on another note, there's a quote by Oprah Winfrey, and she says, "The more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate," which is another reason why we should celebrate and praise ourselves even more. So like I said in the beginning of this episode, it took me a minute to grasp where I am in my life right now, what I actually have accomplished, and realize that everything I have in my life, everything I'm doing, was once, you know, something that I dreamed of, and all of that. The reason for that is because right after I manifested all these amazing things, I was already focused on the next thing and what else I want to manifest and having more and having better. And while there is absolutely nothing wrong with wanting more or better for yourself, I think it's vital and crucial that we take the time to realize how far we have already come and what we currently do have. And because when we are in the mindset of I want more, I want better, I want more, you're not really giving gratitude to what you have. And when you're never grateful for what you already have, it's very difficult to feel like anything is enough. You know, you can be the most abundant, well-off person, and if you're only focused on what you have left to do, what you don't have, you will never feel true contentment or appreciation. And when we get stuck in I need more, I want more, this isn't enough, we get stuck in this rabbit hole. We just never feel like we have enough in life, and we're never satisfied, and it's just not a very pleasant way to live. And I can definitely speak from experience, because I used to have that mindset where I only focused on what I didn't have, what I did want, and I totally didn't even acknowledge the blessings and abundance that I did have in my life. And I can tell you right now, it doesn't matter how much money you make, what kind of house you have, what kind of partner you have, what kind of car you drive, it doesn't matter any of that. If you don't appreciate and value and cherish what you already have, and you don't have that attitude of gratitude, nothing will ever, 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 ever be enough for you. And I think it's important that to acknowledge and be grateful and shift our mindsets from lack to abundance. And this is a reminder for everyone and myself: when you accomplish that goal, when you finish that task, when you reach that new milestone in your life, before you move on to the next thing that you want to do, take time to reflect and celebrate yourself. Acknowledge that you achieved something that you dreamed of. Acknowledge that you got that degree, or you did that workout, or you whatever, you know. Acknowledge and celebrate yourself, whatever that means to you, whether it's like buying yourself, you know, new makeup, or taking yourself out to a nice dinner, or getting a massage, or whatever celebrating yourself means to you, do that. Because again, that's all in combination of feeling grateful and feeling like you are worthy of being celebrated and praising yourself for your hard work and your efforts. You have to be your biggest fan, because if you don't root for yourself, if you don't love and support yourself, it's going to be very difficult for anyone else to love and support you. So anyways, girls, this is just my two cents on this concept. I know this episode was a little bit shorter, but I really wanted to give my two cents on when it comes to this topic, because I feel, again, you know, this is something we as a society have struggled with doing, and I love seeing how we are slowly transitioning and shifting our mindsets around this, and we're now accepting and making it and normalizing praising and celebrating yourself. And don't ever, ever let anyone make you feel bad for being proud of yourself or for loving who you are and what you're doing. Don't ever let anyone take that away from you. The more that you praise yourself, acknowledge your efforts, be grateful, the more good is going to come into your life to be grateful for, and all of that. So yes, this is where I will end this episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would love if you can screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it. And if you haven't already, I would love if you could leave an iTunes review. It helps, you know, others find this podcast. And, you know, but until next time, remember to just glow with it.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.